SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents another program in its transcription series, Musica Helvetica. Today, one of two programs featuring wind instruments in Swiss folk music.
The sound of an animal horn, a sound which in centuries gone by would accompany the forces of the old Swiss Confederation as they went into battle, often putting the living fear into their adversaries. Even to this day, such a horn is still blown at Stans in Canton Nidwalden to signal the opening of the Landsgemeinde, the annual open-air parliament. The one we just heard, incidentally, is marked with the date 1437, and is the only one of its kind which can still be blown in the proper manner. Wind instruments made of cow or goat horns continue to be played by youngsters in several rural regions of Switzerland and are used in various local customs. Perhaps it was in the blending of the concepts of the curved primitive animal horns and of the straight metal horns introduced by the Romans that ultimately the most typical Swiss instrument of this kind came into being, the mighty Alp horn. Several types of horns still exist in Switzerland, while one, the tiba, disappeared only in the 1930s. The tiba, a straight, cone-shaped instrument about 4 feet in length, was made of sheet metal and was used by herdsmen in parts of the Grisons. The tiba was a metal version of the short, straight, and earliest form of the wooden alp horn, on which only few natural tones could be played. In order to extend the tonal range, the horns were made longer and curved, and some were actually wound into trumpet shape. This latter kind of instrument, known as büchel, was made from beech wood and is still being manufactured and played in central Switzerland. Since the büchel is shorter than the conventional alp horn, it has a higher pitch. hear now the Büchelhorn in connection with voices. It is featured together with a male choir of Thun in a performance of a song by 19th century Swiss composer Xaver Schneider von Wartensee, dedicated to Mount Rigi. But now to the Alphorn proper. This instrument is usually about 10 to 12 feet in length. It is carved from pine wood, preferably a young tree growing out of a slope and already bent by the weight of winter snows into the form necessary for an Alphorn. The tree is cut lengthwise into two halves, which are hollowed out, glued together again, and tied tightly with split rattan. At the far end, the instrument curves into a bell-shaped opening. Of late, handier types of Alphorns have been developed, either shorter in length, collapsible, or even of circular shape, the idea being to make them more convenient for indoor use, especially for practicing. Over the centuries, cowherds have used the Alphorn on mountain pastures as musical entertainment, but also for signaling, and even for calming their cattle. Its use as a musical instrument, however, presents certain problems, because an Alphorn can produce only so-called natural tones. Its air column cannot be changed by finger holes, keys, or valves. This is how a natural scale sounds when played on an Alphorn. Now an Alphorn melody, dating from the year 1767. It was noted down by a scientist, Moritz Anton Kappeler, who wrote a history of Mount Pilatus and included in his book a picture of an Alphorn and the melody he had heard. It was probably the first time that an Alphorn melody had been written down. Thank you. gradually more and more musical scholars and other learned travellers in Switzerland began to note down the melodies which were being played on the Alphorn. Until the 18th century, Alphorn music existed only in improvised form or was learned by heart by mountain peasants and herdsmen. And even today, the Alphorn is still essentially an instrument on which improvised music is played. Let's listen now to an improvised Alphorn solo, again performed by Walter Chapuis, but this time on a mountain pasture with echoing sounds in the distance. An example of the instrument being played in harmony is offered by this Alphorn quartet. The melody was composed by Martin Christen from Hergiswil in central Switzerland and is performed by members of the Christen family, Alphorn makers and players for several generations. Alphorn sounds and melodies have even been incorporated into classical music. The most famous example, no doubt, is that of Johannes Brahms. On the 12th of September 1868, Brahms was climbing Mount Rigi above Lake Lucerne. Hearing the echoing sounds of an Alphorn, he noted down the melody on a postcard, which he sent to Clara Schumann for her birthday. Years later, Brahms worked this Alphorn tune into the fourth movement of his Symphony No. 1 in C minor. Other famous composers, among them Liszt, Wagner, and Rossini, have also been inspired by the Alphorn. Leopold Mozart is said to have met a Swiss Alphorn player who, like many Swiss herdsmen, would spend the winter wandering from town to town playing the Alphorn for money or food. Mozart, so the story goes, was apparently so touched that he included a part for such a horn player in his Sinfonia Pastorella, composed for two violins, viola, bass, and, if available, for corno pastorizio, possibly meaning an Alphorn. Thank you. excerpt from Leopold Mozart's Sinfonia Pastorella, performed by the Camerata of Bern. The soloist was Joseph Breja, one of the virtuoso performers on the Alphorn who have emerged of late, especially from among top classical horn players, and who have given a new dimension to the instrument. It was not until fairly recently that in Switzerland composers began writing for the Alphorn as a concert instrument. Etienne Iso, for example, wrote a recitatif and prayer for Alphorn and organ. Another contemporary Swiss composer, Jean Detwiler, whose music is often inspired by Swiss folk themes, has actually written orchestral works featuring the Alphorn. We'll now hear Dance of the Goatherds from his Concerto for Alphorn and Symphony Orchestra, dedicated to one of Switzerland's most outstanding performers on the instrument, Joseph Molnar. Thank you. Joseph Molnar on the Alphorn, and the City of Lucerne Orchestra playing The Dance of the Goatherds from the Concerto for Alphorn by Jean Detwiler. The orchestra was under the direction of the composer. In 1977, the Alphorn even made an impact on modern pop music. The Pepe Lienhardt Band represented Switzerland at the Eurovision Song Contest in London with this catchy number called Swiss Lady, the lady in question being an Alphorn.
Und manchmal nahm er sie aus seinem Schrank. Dann machte er Musik und legte zärtlich die Hand um sie. Er spielte Rock'n'Roll, er spielte Dixieland und war bekannt als die One-Man-Mountain-Band. Er sagte, durch sie allein ist die Welt voll Musik. Sie gibt mir alles und vergisst mich nie.
Sie ist meine Swiss Lady und ich ein Mann aus den Bergen. Und wer sie einmal gehört hat, der kann mich sicher verstehen. Ja, sie ist meine Swiss Lady und ich ein Mann aus den Bergen. Und wer sie einmal gehört hat, weiß nur, ein Alphorn klingt so schön. Und ich ein Mann aus den Bergen. Und wer sie einmal gehört hat, der kann mich sicher verstehen. Sie ist meine Swiss Lady und ich ein Mann aus den Bergen. Und wer sie einmal gehört hat, weiß nur, ein Alphorn klingt so schön.
You've just heard another program in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, produced by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.